This is the Closet Geek, episode 129 for September 23rd, 2016.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek, to bring you the latest in geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me tonight, I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Hello!
Yay,
welcome. Welcome to the Closet Geek.
We're all here.
We're all here.
It's been a long time.
It's been a month.
This is what a weird month.
I know.
That's such a rare thing that happens.
It's rare that it happens, but you know, like we said, people, life happens, and this is a part-time hobby of ours, and so we'd like to stay consistent as much as possible, but sometimes, you know, our other affairs of life get in the way. But we appreciate you listening, and we love you, and keep on listening and spread the word. But, gentlemen, let us go to the first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky, I guess, for the last month. But we'll try to be concise, but things we love and things we can recommend for you guys to definitely check out. So, Michael, why don't we start with you this week?
Sure.
Tell us what you have done geeky.
We're on fall TV schedule, correct?
Correct, yes.
That we've been trying to get through for the last week.
Yes.
Luckily, most of the shows haven't started, however, a few have.
A couple have.
Some have.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, there's you know, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episodes.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that.
Okay, but anyway, yeah, so... Gosh, last time we recorded, we were getting ready for Dragon Con. Ryan was getting ready for Dragon Con. I was getting ready for Anime Bonsai for Salt Lake Comic Con.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was in my hotel room.
It was a real thing.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to think of where we left off. We did talk a little bit about Salt Lake Comic Con. It overall was a really successful event for the convention heads.
Did you get to go to the Mark Hamill panel?
No, the Mark Hamill panel, I could have gone. It was like $20 for a seat, but
that just sounds kind of fun to say. Mark Hamill panel.
Yeah, the Mark Hamill panel. It was actually, I believe it was the Mark Hamill, William Shatner panel.
Yes.
So Mark Hamill, I believe, went first, and then William Shatner took the second time slot. It was held at the NBA arena for the Utah Jazz.
Right.
So they basically filled an arena.
NBA
you know, stadium. So that way they were like, whoever wants to go, you can.
You can go.
You just have to pay for the seat. Yeah. And so I chose not to go mainly because of scheduling.
They put all that effort in to make sure everyone could go.
And then you don't go.
You're like, man, Mark.
Yeah, whatever. The Hamill panel can wait.
I've seen him before on TV.
Nice.
It's always worth going to the Hamill panel.
The Hamill panel.
The Hamill panel. It's Hamill time.
It's Hamill time.
All right. this last month, that same weekend was like Mythic Realms Camp Out weekend at the same time as Salt Lake Comic Con. So did Salt Lake Comic Con and then went and did the camp out for Mythic Realms. Had a great time doing the big epic, you know, wrap up for the Resport plot line, which was really cool. We went to war, and there was a 4.5 hour session of straight combat. It was so tiring. Oh my gosh, it was intense.
Like real battle.
Well, yeah.
Of course it's tired.
It didn't stop. I mean, there was enough time to, like, catch your breath and have, like, a quick side conversation to determine what was going to happen next, and then it just kept going. And so it was pretty intense. It was lots of fun.
Cool.
And what was great is the wife, you know, and the wife and son came, or sons, I can say
plural,
now.
Plural, so, though, yeah.
Yeah, plural, I have to, yeah. So, yeah, so it was my newborn's first camp out.
Wow. Awesome.
Yay.
He was like 2 weeks old or something like that. No, he was like a week old, 2 weeks old. Eh. He was okay. He was a month old. So
good. Yeah.
I'm being corrected. I'm being corrected by the wife.
That's right.
Knows better. But then, you know, since then, there's been two other modules for Mythic Realms. So it's been a good solid month of LARPing. So that's been lots of fun. And next month is Halloween. You know, is the Haunted House month and Anime Bonsai. So that's going to be busy coming up, getting that all ready and so forth. But I've just been playing Final Fantasy Brave Exvius. Actually got on to Final Fantasy 14 and got some time in, which was nice because I jumped on and everybody's like, dude, and
where,
I'm like,
where have you been,
like,
man?
Family reunion. I know, it's crazy.
Where have you been? What's
interesting. Yeah, exactly. Add a baby. It's a boy, Bob. And
we had a baby. It's the, a boy.
Yeah, we. That, I love that long distance commercial back there.
Yeah.
Gosh, but that's about it. I've just been really stuck in work. I just applied for a promotion, so
cool. Good,
I might
good luck.
Even have less time to do stuff.
Right.
No, but I'm just enjoying life. So I didn't do anything really geeky. Unless you consider anime,
yay! Which is, you so, are our yes. anime.
Yeah,
finish,
so you know, I was
guy.
Thinking of you know all the gaming and everything else I've been doing, but then I was like, man, I've been watching anime like a madman this month. instead, so finished up Macross Delta season, finished up ReZero season. I'm 11 episodes into Orange, which is a drama. It's about high school kids who receive letters from themselves who are 10 years from the future.
Okay.
So their 26-year-old selves wrote letters, detailed letters to their 16-year-old selves, basically saying, you know, we need, you know,
yeah.
do this. You know,
don't they know?
What you do say no to Jane Smith.
Stuff like that. Seriously, it's. But the whole premise of the story is that a transfer student, you know, befriends all of them, and they have an amazing year. But he ends up committing suicide, and 10 years later, they have all these regrets of what they didn't do, that may have not or may have helped him not commit suicide, and so. All their letters to their 10, you know, 16-year-old selves is, do this, you know, take care of this person, do it, you know, and so forth. And it's interesting how they choose to do or choose not to do the things in the letter that create changes in what had happened versus what is now happening.
Yeah, I don't even know what I would say to my 16-year-old self. Be like,
I agree.
Don't
I mean, these
do this. I'm like, I don't even remember.
I wouldn't be able to be like, on May 23rd.
I know, right? Obviously,
and
these people have,
these
they
like,
have they have issues if they remember hey, those things.
No,
or
yeah,
they kept a detailed journal.
Yeah, they probably kept journals, unlike, you know, most Americans. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so that's a really good drama. And this last month for anime... SLC Anime, we met and reviewed the television series of Night Raid 1931. It wasn't that great. I don't think half of us finished the series, and
oh,
it was only
wow.
a 13-episode series.
Rough.
Yeah, I got into like episode 6 and was like, I'm done. This is boring. So... It got like a 3.5 out of 10.
Ooh, that's your lowest one, isn't it?
We were all, no, it's not the lowest, but it's really close. It's in the lower category. So the 3.5 was pretty interesting because only like three people, I think, actually finished the series. We just all thought it had possible potential because the pilot episode was interesting enough that some of us actually watched the episode two and so forth, but it just, nothing happened.
Yeah.
And then the film, since we do a film and a series, the film was Paprika. And
it's
some
a good
of
spice.
You, yeah. So it's an amazing film. It is the anime that inspired the movie Inception.
Oh, okay.
So it's about a psychologist who, through experimentation and working with technology, has learned how to dream share and uses dream sharing as a way of doing therapy for these people who have really deep-seated issues. And so it's a lot like Inception, where they can, you know, insert themselves into people's dreams.
Yeah.
And so forth. And so that's a lot of the premise and feel and what Inception is came from a lot of the inspiration for Paprika. So it's really, really cool. Really great. It got an 8 out of 10. Great show. Came out in 06, 07. I can't remember.
That was years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, decade ago.
So long ago. It was produced and drawn by the same company who did Perfect Blue back in 98.
Oh, wow.
They also did a few series as well that I can't think of. Oh, wait. No, they did this. They are the same company who animated One Punch Man, I believe.
Oh,
okay.
Or at least produced it. So slightly different art style for that genre, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Great show. This month we are reviewing Food Wars. And Food Wars.
Your baby's involved in Food Wars.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's like, give me food. I know. He's been really fussy. We think he's colicky. And so like 3 or 4 hours in the afternoon, he wants to rest but can't. And we're doing baby massage to help his farts come out. Yeah. So, but hey, once he toots really good, he's happy. But,
there you go.
There you go.
But we've been watching Food Wars, and we're only reviewing season one for the month, but season two is 11 episodes in, so it is a fairly new series. But it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a culinary school, and they battle that out Iron Chef style, and you learn about all these spices and food and the preparation styles and what they're called, and it's amazing. It and some of the food you're like, that sounds really good and looks good, but you know, and so it really makes you interested in actually trying some of these dishes that they create and or make based off of real dishes.
Are there any robots?
No robots.
Aliens?
Nope, no aliens.
Explosions?
Of explosions of spicy goodness.
Next!
So, but it's so hilarious because the people who eat the food, it's a comedy off of the fact that when they eat the food, they love it a lot. And so it's very
over-dramatic. Yeah.
Over-dramatic and
their
sensual
responses.
But it's funny because it's while it is awfully suggestive, it's clean. It doesn't show anything anyway, but it's funny.
And, okay, moving on.
So, Kathy and I have been really enjoying it. We actually watched all of season one and are up to date with season two because it's funny, but at the same time it has a really good story. And then of course everybody should watch this movie, Akira. So it doesn't matter which edition you watch, because there's been a lot of different releases of new dubs or subs. But Akira is the monthly movie. So I'm going to pull out my VHS and watch watch that again, and I might splurge and purchase the new Blu-ray.
Or, at least get it, like, digitally, HD.
Yeah, I still have it on VHS, and I do have a workable VHS still hooked up to my entertainment center.
Wow.
Because I do have a lot of anime still on VHS.
All right.
I think I've got a VCR somewhere in my house.
I don't.
It's not connected to anything.
I even make sure to use the head cleaner once in a while so it doesn't get too bad dusty.
All right. You're done.
All right, but that's, I was done. So that's okay. Moving on. Who's next?
We're cutting you off.
Ryan, tell us about your geekiness and tell us a little bit about your Dragon Con experience.
Well, hold on. Something just kicked up in my background. I'm getting video noises. All right. Dragon Con. Well, like we said before, Dragon Con had me podcasting that night, that Thursday night, and I was actually in my hotel room putting together last bits for my costume.
And you guys don't have that episode because that was the episode I forgot to press record.
Yes. And so I had built a Senator Theron from the movie 300.
Spartans.
Okay, so he's based on one of the movie characters?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure on that.
He's not bald like I was, but he's got
the costume. Pulled it off.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a character costume.
Right.
And so I guess some of you guys have seen the photos of that.
Yeah, you look great.
And then that was pretty cool. That was
toga.
Friday.
Yeah, toga.
Toga.
In the nipples.
It was basically a toga, yes.
Yeah.
So it was very comfortable. And
you probably weren't dying in, you know, like you usually are with the heat.
This is my first non-masked costume. Can you believe it?
Whoa. Or fully That's covered true. Costume. Wow. Yeah.
So I brought Ultron and Chewbacca, but I didn't actually wear them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So every time we were going to wear our Chewbaccas, there were three of us, and like there was always like two people who couldn't do it or something like that, or one person who couldn't do it. So we never got around to wearing our Wookiees as a group.
Right.
And so I'm just like, whatever. I've done it so many times that I don't really need to do it. I know what the experience is like.
Taking 1 year off is okay.
That's true, yeah. So it's my first year that I haven't worn it at Dragon Con. And so it was really cool. I got to hang out with a lot of people, and basically I spent all Saturday evening with Mark Meir.
Mark Meir, yeah.
Friend of the podcast, Mark Meir.
That's right.
And so we had we decided that we wanted to do a little walking cosplay that kind of worked together. He had a Hunter S. Thompson character from the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas movie.
Right.
Yeah, Johnny Depp. That.
And so what he wanted to do was you do that as a yellow lantern because yellow is the fear. His attorney wears red, and so he's got a red Hawaiian shirt. So I would be the Red Lantern, loathing, which is anger,
fear,
rage,
and loathing. Yes.
So fear and loathing.
So it was
very clever.
Did people get it? Did anyone get it? Come up and be like, that is brilliant.
I think maybe one or two people.
But you
most
know what? It was fun, right?
Went over their head.
It was a cosplay for you and you alone.
We're going to do it again next year. That's how much fun it was.
It's cool.
That's so cool.
Same costumes or another casual costume?
It's the same costumes, but I'm going to make mine better and
dress it up.
Add a few things to his too.
Cool.
Yep.
Awesome.
And we're going to have a third person as well.
Ooh.
She's going to be the Christina Ricci character from the movie.
It's not one I've
I'm
seen
not familiar so. With the movie.
She's
so.
Like a homeless girl that they pick up, and she all she does is draw like paint pictures of Barbra Streisand. It's a weird it's a weird movie.
Sounds okay. good.
It's
all
a
right.
weird book.
It's supposed to be a true story. And anyway,
so that was Dragon Con.
One of the highlights of the evening is pretty hilarious, where Mark was supposed to do a panel with the Mass Effect costuming group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he was there, as well as the lead designer for Andromeda, which is the next Mass Effect expansion
game.
Coming
yeah.
out.
Yes.
So he was also on the panel.
Cool.
But what Mark wanted, we were in costume at the time. So I was backstage with him, just chilling. And, well, backstage meaning behind a curtain. You know?
Yeah.
This, yeah, it's not high tech. But there were sex. We made sandwiches.
There you go.
Anyway, he said, it would be really funny if I go out there, then when they introduce me, I go out on the stage and you follow right behind me and just stand behind me with your arms folded. And I'll introduce you as my attorney. And so he goes up there and they're like, Mark Meer. And I walk up right behind Mark Meer. Mark sits down and I just sit like this, you know, behind him.
Like
and
this big guy.
For like an hour.
Nice.
So I stood there for an hour just being the bouncer. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
And then,
That's
yeah,
funny.
That was pretty fun. Oh yes. And he also said, let's you know, we kind of wanted to do the whole Fear and Loathing thing all night long.
Yeah.
Just we wanted to kind of really get into character and just like, you know, have people look at us kind of sideways going, what is going on? And so what he said is, you know, every time somebody wants to take a photo of me, I'll try and include you in the photo. And if I can't, just photobomb me.
Nice.
And so every time someone got a photo, he was like, well, can my attorney join me for the photo? And so I was taking photos like, Mark Meer, can we get a photo of you? And it would just be like, there's Ryan. and if I didn't get in the photo, I'm back there behind going, you know, like this. Behind. So it was pretty fun.
That's awesome.
We had a great time and we're looking forward to doing it one more time at the next year and maybe even, you know, forever.
It cool. may become a tradition.
That's yeah. right. Awesome.
And then, that cool. was Dragon Con.
Sweet.
Yeah, that was.
Have
Dragon
you
Con.
Have you done it's... anything else geeky worthy?
Building Wookiees. I made.
He's making.
I actually,
Wookiees.
What I did was I made my shop in the barn.
Oh, you did.
So
oh,
I
fantastic.
set up the shop. It's got workbenches and pegboards, and I'm being interrupted by a child.
That's all right. We all take our turn.
We're all
I
parents.
I had this window air conditioning unit okay. that I had from previous house.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I took the window air conditioning, and there's no windows on the barn room.
Yeah.
And right. we didn't want to put the air conditioner on the wall because it would be like inside a barn stall where a horse would
right.
mess
yeah,
with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we put it up on in the hayloft, and
okay.
I put a duct on the front and just blew the cold air straight down into the room.
Through, oh, there you go.
Hole nice. In the hayloft. So, and that's pretty much it. Get out, Isabel.
She's like gathering all these cats.
That's awesome. Awesome. Cool.
Three cats in her arms.
And we're back.
Yep, that's pretty much it. Just more Wookiee stuff. I went into the work. I actually took all my Wookiee stuff into work. And I have a...
How's that been going? Are you working? What are you working on lately at work?
Heroin Bibles.
Heroin Bibles.
I watched the pilot of
you
that
heard
show.
It here on the Classic Geek.
Yeah, I watched the pilot of that show.
So we're making props for that.
But I saw The Rocket.
Oh, yeah, that was on tonight, right?
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, yeah.
And
we'll talk about it when we get to the fall movie preview.
I haven't actually seen it, but I have it recorded.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty much it.
John, tell us.
Well, you know, honestly, I was looking back at this past month and I haven't really done a whole lot except like get chemotherapy.
Yay.
Kind of important.
You get it passed.
Yeah. Hey, but you rang the bell.
I did ring the bell. Bing. So I'm now done. Yay. Consider me a cancer survivor.
Yay.
But I did lately. I've actually been getting a little bit back into Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, I saw that you're playing that
MMORPG. I found out, I guess, in a roundabout way, surprisingly, like, I guess I've been out of the loop enough that I didn't realize that there was now like a free to play option where you can just sign up for a free account. It's, you know, just like if you were going to get a free account, like on Warcraft, it's limited. You know, you only have like so many character slots and you're limited in, you know, what you have access to. But, you know, it's perfect for my 10-year-old daughter who's always like, Dad, let's play Guild Wars. So I made her own free account. And then my son has his own account that he's been using for years. So now the three of us can run around and play together.
Cool.
And so that's been fun. Just, you know, playing Guild Wars 2 with my kids.
Yeah.
And that's pretty fun. I also kind of cranked up a little bit of Destiny. I haven't played Destiny.
The expansion's out.
Long time. Yeah, the new expansion just came out, but I'm actually two expansions behind. So
nice.
That just means you have plenty to play. That's all.
And that's very true because I'm such a casual player. I think my main character is only like level 12 or 14.
Awesome.
And I think the highest, I think the max level now is like 30.
40?
No, it's like
30. Because I've seen creatures that are like in the 44s.
That's like raid creatures, so they're a little bit higher level, but what's interesting is the reason why I fired it up and played it was because I read this whole huge article about the timeline of Destiny. And that's really the main thing that got me interested in Destiny as a game to begin with was the world that they were building.
Yeah.
Just the storyline, the universe that they were putting together for the game. And so when I read this whole huge thing about like the whole timeline behind Destiny, the game, it just got me all excited. So I fired it up and played it, you know, ran a couple missions, you know, gained a couple levels and that was about it. So,
cool. That's awesome.
And the other, you know, I'm still working my way through Stargate SG-1. We are about halfway through season 8. So we
SG-1,
still
have, I love Stargate. So, it's so good.
So we still have the rest of season 8 and then 9 and 10. And then we'll be done with SG-1. And then we're going to start on Stargate Atlantis.
Cool.
Yep. And Stargate Atlantis.
We're going to our way through Stargate Atlantis. So
then you have Stargate Universe.
Yeah, but that was only one season. And
two seasons, wasn't it?
It was two. Good. I didn't like Universe that much.
And it wasn't very good.
I liked it all.
Shush you.
Yeah, you liked it.
Well,
it was okay.
I liked it.
Not enough people liked it for it to stay on.
It's because it became intellectual.
No, it just...
Okay. Well, no. It's interesting. You know why I liked it? It's because I had never seen any of the other Stargate stuff.
Oh, okay.
And so I came in watching this Stargate Universe was my first Stargate show.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
That would work.
And so as a standalone show, it was great. All the Stargate stuff that happens and just deal with what they're dealing with. It's just like, kind of actually.
Yeah. Cool.
That's what I liked is it was its own story.
Yeah.
It wasn't directly connected like Atlantis. was.
I think unfortunately sci-fi was trying to recapture the lightning in the bottle that was Battlestar Galactica.
So
that Stargate universe was very heavily influenced by Battlestar Galactica. Yeah, and a lot of people were like, you know, I understand what you're trying to do here, but it's not really working. So moving on.
I think if they would have included aliens into the factor or something like that, you know, it's kind of just having it all encapsulated.
You know,
I may have, you know, added something.
I mean, it just goes to show, goes to show that, you know, any show, you never, I mean, even the fan base that a show has, if it's not a big enough fan base, then, you know, it's not going to stay on the TV.
Yeah.
Firefly.
But,
and regardless of fan base, it will, you know.
But I
see
have
Nathan Fillion's latest comments on Firefly.
Yeah, he's like, let it go, people. Yes. Just let it go.
Let it die.
I've moved on.
He said it was
like
perfect
seven
because
projects away.
It didn't have a chance to fail. And so it ended up being just this perfect little thing.
Yeah, it's its own little bubble. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But I'm reading an interesting book. I saw that it was a TV series, and so I was like, well, it looks like an interesting TV series, but then I wanted to read the book. So it's a book called Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
It's such a good TV show.
Really good.
Right. And so I haven't seen the TV show yet because I'm trying to read the book first, but the book is really interesting. It takes place during the Napoleonic era. But it's in Britain. So it's on the British side of that whole conflict. But it's essentially about these two men who are, for the lack of a better
destined
term,
wizards.
They're wizards. You know, they're more than, I mean,
practical
they call themselves
magicians.
They call themselves magicians, but it's not like a stage magician. Yeah. I mean, they're, you know, like Michael said, practical. They actually
use magic. Yeah.
And they're trying to bring back magic into the world because as a respectable profession. Yeah. And so the book is like so British. It's kind of
like fun.
It's kind of hard to read sometimes. It's gosh. It's like, British, it's a very dry,
humor.
You know, the British culture, you know, it's, and so, especially, you know, when you start going back into like, you know, the 18th century, or 19th century rather, but the book itself is humongous. It's right up there with some of like Brandon Sanderson's epics. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a huge book.
At what point are you?
I've gotten to the point where Jonathan Strange just went on his first trip down the King's Road.
Okay.
I don't know if that's in the series or not.
Yes.
It is.
So,
but not, it doesn't. It's not as developed as it is in the book.
Okay. Yeah, it's not in detail like the book
so
is.
So he just went through his first trip. Drawlight was like pretending to be. Strange.
No, he's soliciting
right.
Jonathan Strange, to do magical stuff.
Yeah, he was using the name to
give us money. And we'll give you spells and make sure
that's
stuff
kind
happens.
Of, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now. So now, like, Jonathan and Mr. Norrell are trying to, like, reestablish themselves as respectable magicians. And it's interesting because the two of them have such different views on magic and how it should be used and what direction they want to go, but they are the only two magicians. And so they pretty much have to like be with each other because who else are they really going to talk to about magic? I mean, there's nobody else to talk to. So
the places this book will go.
Now, okay, yeah, they're only now just starting to, like, the Raven King, you know, they're really, like, starting to really hint that he's a bigger part of what you know, it's all about. And, you know, Mr. Norrell is, like, really, like,
Morel.
trying to like he's very anti Raven King, whereas Jonathan Strange is very pro Raven King, and
it's because he's scared of the fairy.
Well, there's that, you know, he doesn't want people, you know, he doesn't want to have to be relying on, you know, the fairies, because he's kind of messed with the fairies a little bit and brought
Lady Pole over.
Lady Pole from the dead. And so now, like, the fairies kind of have control of her life.
And Stephen Black.
Anyway, a lot of this stuff is really going way over everybody's heads.
Yes. But the book is good.
And Mr. Norrell is available on Netflix.
Yes.
It's great.
Really,
it's
really good.
It's only six episodes?
Eight.
It's a BBC.
No, 10. 10 episodes.
It's a BBC America production.
I believe it's 10.
I don't know.
It is on Netflix. So
you watch it, you binge it so fast. It's awesome.
If you want to watch something about, you know, magic in the 19th
century. If you love history.
It's a historical
period
fiction.
Drama.
It's like an alternate history.
Yeah. It's a period drama with magic.
Yeah. So it's cool.
Yeah.
I am enjoying the book. It's kind of
I need to read the book.
It's kind of taken its time to develop. I mean, like, to the point where I'm at, where we were just discussing, I think I'm only like a third of the way into the book. And so there's like, I know that there's still a ton to come, but I'm like, okay, where is this going? So it's going to be a fun trip.
Just to clarify, there are only 7 episodes.
Seven. Okay. Michael said 6, Barry said 8. You meet in the middle.
Something like that. Anyway.
It wasn't a competition.
But, all right.
I'll watch it.
It's really good.
That's a good
That was one of the geeky things that I did.
There you go.
Was watch that with my wife. We both really enjoyed it. It was a really good show. Something else that I watched, I was on a business trip this week. And so when I'm on business trips, I binge watch shows. And I was behind on
respectable shows
on S.H.I.E.L.D.
I was gonna say it's better than binging on everything.
So I hadn't watched season 3 of S.H.I.E.L.D. And so I watched the entire season 3 of S.H.I.E.L.D. while I was on my my business trip.
How long were you gone?
I watched most of it in like a day and a half or so.
That's what his wife said.
Because that's like 26 episodes.
22 episodes.
Oh, 22.
22, still, I'll have you know.
That's, you know, that's but, like, what, 18 hours?
Yeah. Hey, what else is he going to do?
Between my meetings and, you know, I also stay up really late when I'm on my business trips to watch the shows. But I also watched it. Awesome. Really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the more involvement of the Inhumans and everything. We'll talk a little bit more about season 4, which was one of the shows that is
started on Tuesday.
Yes, I watched, and I while I was in the airport waiting for my flight, I watched the pilot of that.
There you go.
So really, really good. Other geeky things, of course, playing Overwatch. It's still season 2 of competitive. I'm still, you know, I would consider myself a casual player, but I'm only playing really competitive right now, the competitive mode, because I want to try to get to a certain rank. I'm gold rank right now, but I want to get to at least platinum, and I'm so close. But
what do you have to do to get to that next level?
I had to get to matches. Yeah, you have to win matches. And you have to get to a certain skill point to get to the next level. I really like the way they do the skill points right now, rather than the first season where it was like you just lost levels if you lost a game. But now it's based on skill points. So you have to get to like 2,500 skill points to go to platinum level. And if you lose a match, you only lose like 50 skill points or something like that, depending on how badly you lose. Or if you do really well, you can gain, you know, 50 to 100 plus skill points. And so it's a really, really good system on how they do it. I like it better than the last season. So I'm trying to get to that point. Of course, you know, focusing on the characters that I have become my main characters that I play with, and playing with my friends and stuff that I've made while playing Overwatch, and it's super fun game. Still playing that. Something that kind of happened. I now do a weekly geeky / tech segment on one of our local radio station's morning shows.
Very cool.
Good job, dude. How did that happen?
Okay, so here's how it happened.
Well, you have a morning show?
He has a morning show segment.
A morning show segment on a radio station. That's cool.
So how it happened is on my way to work, in the morning, in my car, the CD player doesn't work. So I'm like, oh, well, I'll have to just listen to regular radio. And I finally found a morning show of the two hosts that I really enjoy listening to their funny banter. And then just one day they were talking about something geeky. I can't even remember what it was, but they said something and I'm like, that's not right. So I called in and I'm like, hey guys, I just got to correct you on something, you know, like this and this. And they're like, oh, okay, thanks. You know, lots of fun. And then like maybe 1 or 2 days later, they said something else. And I called in and I talked about that. And after I did the second time, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm just going to make this a thing, calling in and updating you guys on this stuff. And then just out of the blue, one of the hosts found me on Facebook and reached out to me.
Like, who is this nerd?
Reached out to me in a personal message. And he's like, dude, I think it would be really awesome if you came on our show once a week and gave us a tech/ geeky update on what's going on in the world. And I'm like, yeah. So
did they know that you podcast and anything?
And that was part of our conversation that we had while we were chatting through our messages. I do it on Fridays, and this was the third week I've done it so far. And wow. So like the first week was right after the Apple conference, so we talked a lot about that and talked to, you know, and today talked a lot about you know, some other things. But the other listeners, they write Facebook questions live to me sometimes. So they're like, hey, so-and-so asked this tech question. Can you answer this? And I'm like, yes, no. Yes, I can.
Yes, I can with Google.
The question that the person asked, I was actually able to answer really well. But it's fun. But it's funny because I go on the show ready to talk about certain stories.
Phone a friend.
Yeah.
Call John.
That's right.
This is totally nerdy stuff. You go.
When I go
that's
on.
That's what you should do. You should be like, can I phone a horseman?
I'm going to call one of my source of information. But I always go on there with a couple of stories in mind. But today the host is just like, he's like, hey,
all over the place.
Like, did you hear about this geeky thing? Did you hear about those self-lacing shoes that that Nike's doing right now? I'm like,
oh yeah, those
are
cool.
And we went to commercial. I'm like, self-lacing shoes, Nike, and popped it up in the article. And so when it came back, I was actually able to sound like I knew what I was talking about.
Yay, are you in studio or
no? They call me on my phone. I'm at my computer when they're calling me.
Oh, luckily.
And
so they're going to listen to this and go, you're busted.
But then he's like, let's talk about movies today. And I'm like, oh, okay, let's talk about movies. And so we talked about movies and everything. And so,
You were given some wrong information.
What did I give wrong information about?
You were talking about like the Seven Samurai, and you're like, in the Seven Samurai, they all die. I'm like, no, they don't.
No, they don't. Not all
they
of them.
They don't all die.
Yes,
there's
they
like
do.
Three of them that live.
Yep.
I thought all of them died. The original died.
No.
The first samurai that found out about the whole thing that started getting the together,
he died.
He lived. No, he lived.
Oh, no, he lived because he's the one who
recruited and then
the youngest kid lived.
Right. And the big bully guy.
Yeah. He lives. Yeah. No.
He died.
Because
no,
who's
Shira Buffay?
Yeah.
Died.
There was the one who who's like the highly skilled one who runs off into the forest and like
gets
all the guys and comes back.
Well, he goes to get the guns. That's what he does.
Yeah.
So but at the end there was like three of them that were still alive.
So well, I'll go back on and I'll correct myself.
I'm like, no.
Oh no.
You need to watch your Akira Kurosawa film.
I have that movie on
TV. But anyway,
I admittedly haven't seen that show for like 17 years. So
but it's been lots of fun, and they've enjoyed me. And the cool thing is they let me plug the Closet Geek every time.
Yeah, that was
yes.
So
that's so cool.
Like, of course, this is only like a local radio station to like Hobbs, New Mexico, right?
Well, the radio station actually is a Roswell. They do basically all southeast New Mexico.
Yeah, that
you west know, that would make sense corner. Because if you look at our social media, it's gotten a lot of extra views in the last couple of weeks. So that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
because
I watched those analytics I did a segment with them, I noticed that we got a like on Facebook. I'm like, I can't prove that was the case, but it might be a reason. So. But anyway, so I've been doing that.
That's awesome.
It's lots of fun.
If you're a new listener, welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, you have 100-something episodes to catch up.
That's right. Nice. All right, well, let us finish with that, and let's go to the next segment of the show. The Weekly Geek. This is The Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news generally, but we are doing our fall TV preview, where we talk about a lot of the geeky TV shows that are going to be coming out this fall. Some new ones, some that are not new. And
This list is by no means extensive. We're really just covering like the very genre specific shows that are coming out this fall, and even then we probably don't hit even all of the genre specific ones. We're just kind of, you know, queuing up some of the bigger ones, the ones that we like, the ones that we want to talk about. Right. So there are plenty of shows that are coming out that we're probably not going to even talk about or mention. We're sorry if it's like your super favorite show that you're super excited about that you're going to watch this fall, but you know, we can't talk about them all.
Yeah, granted. I just want to recognize, we actually have a couple listeners in Twitch. So,
excellent.
That Hooligan. Welcome. And One Saint.
Hello.
So we are actually all related. We are four brothers. I am the youngest, John right here. He's the oldest, and then Ryan, and then Mike, and then me. And we get together every other week and record this show about geeky news. So, so welcome. Let's talk about the TV preview.
The fall TV season has officially started.
This past week
has like a lot of the series are starting to launch. So the first one that we have on our list that was on Monday night was premiere night. Is the new season of Gotham.
Yes.
So, you know, we're going to actually get to see, like, versions of Harley Quinn. Killer Croc this season. Mad Hatter, Solomon Grundy. Those are some
of
the
characters.
Well, a lot of the characters we saw snippets of at the end of the season, too.
Right. They're going to kind of flesh them out.
I'm really interested to see how they're going to do the whole Poison Ivy.
Yeah, that's
thing.
Really weird.
Yeah, because they introduced her as a child, but now she's going to be an adult.
Now she's, and she's all like sexed up and everything. And it's that's...
I'm like, I don't know why, because it would have been more interesting to see that she and Selena Kyle were the same age and
same
so
age
forth. And now...
Now they're not.
Whatever.
Now she's like
multiple people are playing the same character.
You know, that's a possibility as well, because maybe Poison Ivy is not an individual, but a continued persona.
So anyway, Gotham is like crazy.
Yeah.
So
it's,
if you're watching it, then good on you. But
I tried to. When I was on my business trip and I finished S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm like, what should I watch now? I'm like, oh, I never finished Gotham season one. And I started watching it again. I'm like, Yeah, that's why I.
This
never
is why I never
Gotham,
finished it.
Finished season one.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just
yeah.
it's a little for I, me. For me personally, it's
one,
a little too much.
Season one was rough.
Well,
season one was rough. I enjoyed season two far much.
But the reason why I stopped watching it was a little too intense for me.
It's dark and gritty.
Very dark and gritty. I didn't like, you know, the whole like, I understand that's the characters, but I just don't like, you know, the people killing random people for no reason just because you get angry. I understand that's their character. Like Penguin randomly just like, oh, I'm gonna take this broken bottle and you know, kill the
jam it into the back of your
kill,
hey,
the,
you
kill
know,
the flower guy because he said something just, that I didn't like.
You just gotta understand the mind of an insane person, you know.
So okay. So Tuesday night was the premiere episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So you got
yes, crazy, man. I watched. So I watched the pilot of season four of.
I haven't seen it. It's on my playlist.
And obviously, I mean, and this is not news.
It's not a spoiler.
It's
at
not
all.
A spoiler. They introduced Ghost Rider.
Yeah, Ghost Rider, but it's not. Yeah. It's not the.
It's not Johnny Blaze.
It's not Nicolas Cage.
It's not Johnny Blaze. He's actually a young adult Latino guy.
It's. It's based on the new Ghost Rider.
But right. I liked how they did it. It worked for me. I liked it. I liked the car. I really liked the graphics when they showed him changing in to Ghost Rider, and then his look of his skull and everything looked
That's
really
interesting.
Good.
That means they're going to introduce like concepts of magic and so forth, just like the movies.
No.
Having problems.
Whoa, Ryan, you went all robot.
You froze
okay
on
there?
Us, man. You froze on us.
Technical difficulties.
but I thought it was good. And I think they will be able to work with it. And which Mike makes a good point that maybe not necessarily they'll introduce magic, but introducing a character such as Ghost Rider, they'll be able to introduce a lot more. You know.
Actually, they probably are going to introduce magic because I have read that a lot of the stuff that they're going to set up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Is going to be answered in Doctor Strange when Doctor Strange comes out in November.
In November, yeah.
So magic is going to be introduced into the world of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they're going to tie into the Doctor Strange movie, you know, the same way they tie into all of the movies, you know.
So that does that mean S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to have some sort of presence in the movie?
Well,
that there's some sort of tie.
It's interesting in the beginning of Ryan, he's gone.
We lost Ryan. Yeah, I knew he was having to. Yeah,
I don't think this is. This might be a spoiler, so I won't say anything. Okay. There's something that has happened that I was like, oh, okay. And then they never resolved it in this episode. But it'll be interesting to see.
Okay. So tonight, there's a couple shows that started tonight. One that we're all kind of excited about is MacGyver. The reason why we're excited about it is because Ryan has actually worked on props for the show, including the missile that he kind of lugs around on his shoulder. So that starts tonight. That's basically the, you know, the reboot of the classic 80s MacGyver TV show with Richard Dean Anderson.
I watched the pilot, and I was disappointed with the
science.
The effects.
Oh, okay.
They
didn't put enough budget into their effects.
Yeah, it feels so cheesy.
Oh, no,
it's almost like they're trying to recreate.
It's like they're trying to do the 80s.
I don't know if they were trying or maybe they're like, hey, this is a really tight budget pilot. You know?
Yeah.
The characters have potential, but it all seems very lackluster to me.
The other thing that a lot of people don't always remember or realize is that usually pilots are done a long time before they
this seemed very on top.
Well, that's why sometimes in pilots, like episode two, like you have a,
like everybody looks different,
a totally new actor for a character. You're like, wait, what?
Or like, you know, like everything is different than from the pilot because they change, you know, they make little tweaks and they're like, okay, well that didn't.
Yeah, work. Look at Star Trek.
Well, yeah. But the other show that is starting tonight is a Sci-Fi Channel original called Van Helsing. And it's a typical sci-fi original. Some of it's kind of, you know, the B-movie cheese. But this one is about like a post-apocalyptic vampire world. And the main character is a female. And her name is Vanessa Van Helsing. So, and she's like, you know, fighting the vampires in this post-apocalyptic world. So there's that if you, you know, like the sci-fi, original sci-fi stuff.
They haven't come out with anything really good in a while, in my opinion.
Well, I don't know. Dark Matter and Killjoys were all right. But anyway, so tomorrow night is the season 3 premiere of Star Wars Rebels, which is the animated series on the Disney XD.
I wish they were streaming seasons 1 and 2 somewhere, but they're not.
I'm sure eventually it'll come to Netflix. Eventually.
Yeah, it will. It will, because Netflix made that deal with Disney, and I've noticed like a ton of more Disney stuff. Like, Zootopia is on there already.
But they only have so much stuff. So, at a time online, which is
it'll be interesting. I think they're trying to. I'm not sure. Anyway, but season 3 is going to be really exciting because they're introducing a character that was from the extended universe that technically got, you know, the kibosh when Lucasfilm said all of the extended universe stuff is no longer official. So this character. Grand Admiral Thrawn is a huge fan favorite from the extended universe, but now he's being officially brought into the official canon of Star Wars as part of the Star Wars Rebels series. And so a lot of people are super excited about that. But of course, you know, it's all about, you know, Ezra and his pull towards the dark side and whether he's going to be able to, you know, stay light or not. So there's a lot of really cool stuff going on.
Yeah.
And it's
I didn't even know it was in season 3.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you haven't watched the Clone Wars.
I haven't watched the Clone Wars or the Star Wars stuff. I haven't watched
the Star Wars stuff. Clone Wars is really good.
It's definitely worth watching.
Yeah.
Sunday night is the new season six
of
Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, and I watched that with the wife, and it's kind of weird.
Well,
it feels like they're pushing. They're like,
what characters can we add to this?
No more subject matter.
Seasons, the last few seasons have had their ups and downs. Like some story arcs worked really well, some didn't.
Agreed.
You know, so, you know, but hey, it's season 6 and they're still going.
Yeah. They have a loyal following, that's for sure.
I have a feeling they'll hit season 10 before they finish it up.
So season 6 is going to be all about Aladdin and Jafar and Jasmine. Those characters are going to be introduced in this season.
Yeah.
So they have
the entire echelon of Disney to choose from.
I'm just waiting for a car to drive up
and start talking.
Nice.
That would be awesome.
So next Friday, yeah. Is the big one that people are really excited for.
Yeah.
So, and that's going to be Luke Cage.
It's the next series. The Netflix Marvel series.
The Defenders.
And so this is actually one that people are really excited about. So, it's all about Luke Cage and the Invincible Man that he is. So that's going to be, it's going to be more good stuff. If you've enjoyed Daredevil and Jessica Jones, then you're going to love the Luke Cage series.
Oh, I'm sure.
I love it. Great.
As they build up into Iron Fist. That's the one that I'm like, yes, Iron Fist.
Danny.
I don't think that one's planning on coming out until next year.
Not until next year. First quarter of next year, I think.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Okay. So October brings a lot of new stuff in October.
This one I'm really interested because I remember seeing the previews first during the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it and I went, this has potential, it really worries me that it can be ruined really fast. Because when you have anything that includes time travel, it can either be fun, or in this case, it seems like it's going to be like a serious drama.
Science-y
and so,
or something.
Yeah, science-y, serious. And I'm like, ooh, if you go time travel and serious, you can lose people really fast because, you know, there's so much.
You either got to be ridiculous with it, or you got to be like,
yeah, you either have to go strict. You either have to go Doctor Who,
right?
Or you know. You know, and
or
you
Primer.
Know, DC Legend of Tomorrow, or you're gonna have to go something hardcore
like
gosh.
Primer. Have you guys seen
like
Primer?
There's the what's the movie with Bruce Willis?
Super.
Oh gosh, I can't remember.
Twelve Monkeys.
Well, there's 12 Monkeys. You know, stuff anyway, like that.
Fifth Element.
It's a series. It depends on the genre.
The series that we're talking about is called Timeless, and it's a series it's interesting because it's one of a number of time travel series that are coming out this season.
Yes.
Every network seems to have its own time travel series. So this is NBC's version of the time travel series.
They'll never compete with Doctor.
And so that comes out Monday the 3rd. And then that week is all about the CW multiverse, all of their shows.
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, you've got the Flash, you've got Arrow, you've got Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow. They're all coming out that second
Frequency's
week.
Frequency's a standalone though on CW, or is it going to be? It's not part of the DC world.
No,
is
Frequency.
It?
Frequency is no, it's not on CW. Frequency is a CBS.
Oh.
That was such a good movie.
For some reason, I was thinking it was on CW.
Frequency is CBS's time travel show.
the
movie.
The movie was really good.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot.
For
and
anybody that may have seen it, it came out in like 2000. It was Dennis Quaid, Jim Caviezel, about where like this man is a ham radio operator. And he runs into this frequency where he can actually talk to his father, who is in the past. And his father has in the present, his father's dead. And so it's all about how he like uses this ham radio frequency to be able to communicate with his dad and help solve crimes. And so this is kind of a reboot of that. So it's now like,
we have Ryan back.
Are you back this time, Ryan?
Yes, I had to reboot my computer.
Awesome.
I figured as much.
All right.
Welcome back.
We're talking about the Frequency right now.
Frequency. Yeah. So this is, like I said, this is CBS's time travel series about.
Is this a movie?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But it's a female lead. So basically,
a daughter instead of a son.
Yeah, so she is a cop who gets to talk to her dad, who is in the past, who is also a cop.
Oh, he's also a cop.
Right, this is kind of their spin
like
on it. Not quite, but based on it. But yeah, so apparently she somehow figures out how to help her dad not get killed. And then all of a sudden it changes the present and he's like alive and... So now, and then they had to deal with all the repercussions from that. So.
Well, I was like, is it going to be like Bill and Ted's? Hey, leave something right here for me. And like you walk over there and pick it up. Thanks, dude.
Have you ever seen the show, the movie?
Yeah, the movie's good. I like it.
I remember liking it.
I don't think I ever watched it because I thought it looked like a sci-fi horror show, and so I don't think I watched it.
No, it's a drama. Yeah. So anyway, so like The Flash, if you watched it last season, ended with him changing the past. And saved his mom, which those of us that have followed the comic series, Flash, we know that paradox. That started the Flashpoint that essentially started the New 52. And so...
Don't do it, Barry!
It's too late. It's interesting because, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle all of that. But and then, of course, Arrow... Oliver's basically,
But the Flashpoint's going to affect Arrow, and the Flashpoint's going to affect Supergirl.
That's how they finally get, like, Supergirl into their universe.
We kind of talked about that, is how do you get Supergirl's ultimate dimension into... Right.
It's going to be all in the same universe because the Flash messed it all up.
I just want to watch the musical episode. That's all. That's what I want to watch.
Yes. There's going to be a Flash Supergirl musical crossover.
Written and directed by Joss Whedon.
Maybe. That's great. A rumor. I don't know if that's confirmed.
Oh, I thought that was confirmed.
I don't know if it's confirmed. Anyway, but that would be awesome.
Let's finish this list off.
So, October 13th is season, I think, 27 now of Supernatural.
it sure feels like it, right?
What is it? No, it's season 12. Season 12. My goodness.
I can't believe it. It's so amazing that it's lasted this long.
Now, Ryan, are you all caught up with Supernatural?
No, I still have four seasons left. Yes, don't ruin anything.
So even reading the little paragraph is spoilery.
So
I'm not even going to read that.
Okay, so Supernatural's coming. If you've been watching it, it's still going.
Okay,
so
I'll take my headphones off.
Watched a full episode.
That's okay. We don't need to go in depth, Ryan. We're okay. We'll continue on. So
this next one really caught my attention because it's produced by Gail Ann Hurd, who produced The Walking Dead. And so it's called Falling Water. It's on a TNT. And it's about being able to manipulate dreams of others. So it's kind of an Inception-ish type.
So like Dreamscape?
Or that kind of thing.
That's a great movie.
Basically, the way it starts is that they kind of find out, like, there's three people that find out that they're all kind of dreaming parts of the same dream. And so then they're like, okay, it kind of delves deeper into how that's all being connected. And then it turns out that it's this big conspiracy.
Yeah.
But the fact that Gail Ann Hurd is producing it, that says something because she's pretty much... anything she touches is kind of turned to gold. So she kind of knows what she's doing. Now this next one is October 22nd, and this one I love it because it's based on a book by Douglas Adams. It's called Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, and
This is BBC, correct?
Yeah, it's on BBC. But if you've read the book, it's actually going to have Elijah Wood as Todd, which I think is awesome.
That'll be cool.
And so it's just about their adventures, where it's kind of a detective cop show. It's quirky Douglas Adams.
Quirky.
So if you're familiar with Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, that is what Douglas Adams is most famous for.
Yeah.
But so if you're familiar with Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and how kind of crazy, quirky
it's crazy.
This is more of that same goodness.
That might be the title of our episode.
It's so wild, it's crazy.
October 23rd is the new season of Walking Dead.
Season 7.
Yes.
to find out who Negan killed.
Yes.
Because that was like huge cliffhanger.
Or did he actually kill anybody?
Or did he actually kill anybody? They have said that somebody is going to be dead. They've also said that every single person filmed their own separate death scene. Yeah. So even the characters...
Right, because even the characters don't know because everybody filmed...
Who's going to be dead.
Maybe so none of them will, and they all were just screwing with the watchers.
So, our listener in the chat, he says that he thinks Glenn died.
Well, Glenn dies in the comic books. That's the easiest one to go to.
Yeah.
Well, but
he did not climb under the dumpster.
Well, no, that's different. That was a different time. They thought he was dead. So, I mean,
I catch up on The Walking Dead, dude.
Dude, I haven't watched since season two, so I'm just joking around.
That's what I was going to point out. I was going to point out the fact that they kind of made everybody think that Glenn was dead once already. So, are they just going to...
Just kill him off because people are already accepted that he was dead?
Or are they going to kill off somebody that's, you know, not necessarily crucial to the show?
That person,
I say it's not
people that are lined up in there in the comic book, about half of them are already dead.
People are missing body parts that they're not missing in the show.
Rick, he doesn't have arm.
He has a hook thing that he does, right?
If Daryl dies, we riot.
Prosthetic arm.
No. If Daryl dies, Daryl's not even a comic book character.
No, he's not. But
no, he's not. He's like
he's like the essence of the TV.
It's true. That's right. You can't kill him.
If you kill him off,
you'll lose a lot of watchers.
The show's gone if Daryl dies.
So, all right. Going into November.
Yeah,
is November, another sci-fi original series. It's called.
Go ahead, guys. We're arguing.
It just looks interesting. It comes from the producers. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are actually working together to produce this show. It's called Incorporated. It's a futuristic show where basically a person pretends to be someone else so he could incorporate himself into this company, because in the future basically corporations run everything because government failed, and so he's infiltrating this corporation to do something, but you know they didn't.
The trailer just came out like a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I watched
and it looks really good.
It looks well produced.
It sounds very dark future-esque
It is. But I mean, the last time Ben Affleck and Matt Damon worked together, they won an Oscar.
So
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
You know?
Just saying. Good Will Hunting.
But they're
like, this is what starts our career. This is what will end our career.
Oh, they worked together on Dogma.
That's true. Dogma was awesome.
That was a Kevin Smith movie, though.
But they
I don't think they wrote it.
It'll be interesting because they wrote Good Will Hunting, but they're just producers on this show. Yeah, so obviously they'll have some influence over the writing, but not complete.
Even if it didn't have Ben Affleck and Matt Damon attached to it, it's still the trailer in and
it
of
still
itself.
Looked good. Yeah,
it sounds good. Yeah.
Made the show look really interesting.
Actor in it.
I have no idea.
Is it a no name?
I don't recognize him. Cool. His name is
Sean Teal.
Okay, and it's on Sci-Fi, right?
Sean Teal?
What?
Sean Teal, I love him.
He's my favorite.
That sounds like a first name for a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's that? Oh, that's Sean Teal.
That's Sean Teal. I'm sure Ryan probably knows a Sean Teal
in Atlanta.
It sounds
like somebody I would know, you know.
So that's the highlights of the genre releases for the fall TV series.
Some good stuff. coming out
season.
Obviously we can't all watch everything. There's too many things demanding our eyeballs, so we'll definitely have to pick
Ryan,
our favorites.
You take
you take the first half.
This many.
We'll just split it out and talk about it later.
So we do have our favorites. Of course we'll probably try some of the new ones and see how they go. But yeah, so we always do this every year with a fall either movie or TV preview, and it's always lots of fun, lots of good things coming out.
Oh,
and
something.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say something I noticed yesterday that really threw me. All the CW network stuff is gone from Hulu.
That's because they're starting their own service,
it's
absolutely free.
I know, but I'm
really?
Like,
oh, really?
If wow. It's a free app, you can do that,
but they want,
now
they
I have
want
to use,
people
like,
to use.
Now I have
but
to
see,
use like seven services just
but
to
see,
watch
yeah,
three
but
shows.
It's great.
Has,
it, sorry,
but
it's
nice that it's free.
It's great
it's
that it's free.
On the PS4.
But they'll be able to make money this way where they had to pay to get it on Netflix. But even if they have
true. They can make money off of commercials.
Off of commercials, right. Advertising, even if it's just on the website or if they do the Hulu thing with commercials in between. But they can make more money this way. But I'm grateful that
the service
is going
to
be free.
In order to keep these shows going.
They'll probably do a Hulu type thing.
Yeah, I just noticed that they finally.
It's great for us. It's great for us cord cutters.
Yes, definitely. So that's it for the Closet Geek. We're not going to do geeky trivia tonight. We're running a little long. Of course, we usually do on our preview episodes. But
plus, it's been a month since we
a lot of This Week in Geek. But thank you. Go ahead. You have something important to say.
Let us probably, if we can, let's squeeze in, instead of waiting for 2 weeks, let's see if we can squeeze in an episode next week to make up for being gone so long.
So.
I'll have to look my schedule.
Yeah,
I know. It's all about schedules.
Yep.
So, okay. But thank you for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find us and all our information at theclosetgeek.net. And I just want to encourage everybody, Christmas is right around the corner. And you can use the Closet Geek Amazon affiliate link by clicking on the Amazon link on our homepage on theclosetgeek.net. No extra cost to you, but a little bit of that money goes to help support the Closet Geek and help pay for a lot of our fees, our hosting fees that we do. And we appreciate all of you that do use the service, and please continue to use the service, do your Christmas shopping, and help support the Closet Geek Studios.
Make it your bookmark, because it doesn't cost you anything.
Definitely. And don't forget to definitely subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere you can really find a podcast these days. And come and join us in 2 weeks. Maybe we'll squeeze something in next week. Who knows? But we do this bi-weekly now. We'll be here at least in 2 weeks. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.